Welcome to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy, here with a wonderful guest is Eric Knopfsnyder. He is the Director of Public Relations and Community Outreach for Go Laurel Highlands. Eric, you're always one of my favorite interviewees, so thank you for being on the show.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Jennifer. I love to be on the show and let everybody know the wonderful things that are happening in the Laurel Highlands.
Spring has sprung, and in fact, we're closer to summer now than ever. It's June now, and so I wanted to talk to you about what you see as some of the highlights in the Laurel Highlands that you'd like people to know about.
All right. Well, first, let me do a little bit of bragging, Jennifer.
Okay.
I don't know if you saw this or not, but the Laurel Highlands was just named one of the nation's top five best summer travel destinations by USA Today readers.
Wow, that's amazing. This
Yeah,
is amazing.
and I think sometimes, those of us who were born here, grew up here, and are used to what we have in this region, sometimes we take that for granted and we don't realize, how people with a fresh perspective look at our region and come here and say, wow, this is such a great place to get away from the city, or just to get out into nature and just enjoy all the things that we have going on here.
Well, this title only enhances the brand as well, right? I mean, more and more people will now know about it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a huge thing for the Laurel Highlands, and it's just one more feather in our cap. I mean, we've been really fortunate in the past year. We've had Ohio Pyle was named the best small town in the Northeast by USA Today readers, and Keystone State Park was named the best destination for fall foliage. So, I mean, we're really starting to gather the accolades and kind of get that reputation of, hey, this is a place you have to go and see.
That's amazing. That is fantastic. So between Ohio Pyle, the Laurel Highlands, all this information and all everybody can look and see more about what they can do on your website. You do a great job at that, but also you have a blog.
Yes, yeah, and we do. We're trying to get that updated more. You know how it is. You got so many things going on sometimes, some things slip through the cracks. But yeah, we have some new blog posts up, including one is about how to beat the heat. And for a lot of people, the Laurel Highlands is a great place to come in the su summer when it gets really, really hot in other places. Some of our elevation changes, I mean, even from Pittsburgh, we have places that'll be 10 degrees cooler than Pittsburgh on a day-to-day basis. And so you can get out of that. And the other thing we have is we have a lot of great water options in the Laurel Highlands. So you start with Idyllwild and Soak Zone. I mean, Soak Zone is such a cool place, especially for teenagers, young adults to get out there and enjoy the water slides and the pools and just everything that they have going there. So that's a really fun one, especially for younger people.
Yogi Bear Jellystone Park, Seven Springs Mountain Resort. All those
Yeah.
are also options for outdoor fun.
Yeah, great pools there. There's some great places to go swimming with those. If you want to go and stay, those are great options. You're making a little day trip, you can go to the beaches at Keystone State Park and Laurel Hill State Park. And then Ohio Pyle, of course, the Meadow Run natural water slide. I don't know if you've ever seen that. I haven't been brave enough to do it myself, but I think in my younger days I probably would have. Now that I'm a little older and I'm like, I don't know, I'm not sure my body's ready for that anymore.
I have done it. I
Have
used to go
you?
to, I have, I, as a kid, we went to Camp Jamonville for a week in the summer and they took us there. We did the natural water slide and it was fabulous.
Wow, good for you, Jennifer. I'm impressed that because I look at it now and I'm like, I could bang my head off a rock, or so I'm impressed with the people who do it. Good for you.
Well, young and dumb, I wouldn't do it
Yeah,
that,
exactly.
but okay. So we moved from outdoor fun to other just wonderful summer events. And if you're a music lover, then the Laurel Highlands is where you want to be.
Yeah, absolutely. And so we talked a little bit about the USA Today contest and how fortunate we've been to do well in there. The other one that just happened is Summer Sounds in Greensburg was just named one of the top five outdoor concert series in the US. So that's a really cool thing too. It's so popular. This year they've got tributes to Elton John, Foo Fighters, The Beatles, as well as acts performing everything from big band and Vegas style acts to funk, soul and blues, garage rock and punk, and best of all, it's all free.
That is exactly what you want to hear whenever you're doing that, for sure. And
Yeah,
so,
so
but
great
there's also
opportunity to get out
festivals.
there. I'm
Yeah,
sorry, go ahead.
there's festivals and places that you can go for music as well. Can you tell us about some of the festivals that are happening?
Sure. One of them just outside of the Laurel Highlands, but one of our partners is the AmeriServe Flood City Music Festival. And this is a really popular series that's been going on for a long time. Every summer comes back to Johnstown. This year, it'll be July 26th and 27th. And the headliners are key members of the Talking Heads. That's Jerry Harrison and Adrian Belew. And they're really excited about this lineup. I know I've talked to the organizers, and they think this might be the best lineup ever. They've got more than a dozen acts over three stages on the 2 days. So, music lovers, I mean, this is something that really draws from even outside of Pittsburgh. I mean, people travel hours to come to the Flood City Music Festival every year. So that's probably one of the biggest ones we have. And then if you're a bluegrass fan, this is a great summer to be in the Laurel Highlands as well. We've got the Ligonier Valley Bluegrass Festival, which is June 28th and 30th through the
Nice.
30th. And that's free admission on that first day, Friday. And then there's the Laurel Hill Bluegrass Festival at Laurel Hill State Park. That's August 17th and 18th. And that's free admission both days.
Wonderful. Can't beat that. It's great experience all around, especially if the weather is nice. Ligonier, I just think is so beautiful every time of year, but this is a great time of year for sure.
And you know, it's funny. I was just out for a walk yesterday, and like, there's sometimes when I just can't help, but I just have to take pictures. Like, I mean, there's so many beautiful sights in the Laurel Highlands, and I was just walking, and it was a beautiful blue sky and puffy white clouds and so much green. And you're like, man, it's just so blessed to be in this area and all the natural beauty that we have here. And the summer is such a great time for that. You can take advantage with the festivals and the summer events that are going on. One of those is Mr. Rogers Family Days, and that's June 3rd through the 8th in Latrobe. They have character meet and greets and book giveaways and live entertainment. So lots of fun stuff there in Latrobe.
Oh, I mean that is a great that they put so much time and effort into making that happen, and it's just so fun to see it all come together, which is great. I think it's nice too because the kids can get involved. The parents can enjoy themselves and the kids can get involved, which is really nice.
Absolutely. There's so much going on there, and it's just a great time, great family celebration. And Latrobe is such a cool town too. You know, it's one that they've got so much going on there, like the 4th of July celebration. That's one of our biggest 4th of July celebrations in the Laurel Highlands. They've got fireworks and so much more on the 4th, and then they've got a live music going on and a fun run and a lot more going on in the 5th. So a whole weekend there for the 4th of July in Latrobe.
Oh, do you believe it? 4th of July is literally around the corner. It's only a month away. And then I feel like after that, summer's over and I get so sad.
Come on, just relax, Jennifer. There's so much to do. I know it'll go quickly, but there's plenty to get out and do and enjoy in the Laurel Highlands. One of those things also that 4th of July weekend is the 50th annual Westmoreland Arts and Heritage Festival. And that's July 4th through the 7th. Twin Lakes Park, always a good time there, and just big crowds. People love that event.
Well, that 4th of July, it's a tradition, 50 years for the Arts and Heritage Festival. That sort of just takes over the whole park, and people can go and enjoy that. I've been to it many times, and it's really one of my favorite things. But the other event that I really want to talk about is up at Seven Springs, and that's the Rib and Wine Festival. I was actually there last year. And I was so full that I could barely drink my wine. So, why don't we talk about
They're
that?
actually two different ones. There's the Rib and Wing Festival and then the Wine
Ribbon,
Fest as well. Rib and Wing is July 12th through the 14th at Seven Springs. And that's one I'd really like to get to. I haven't been to that one yet, but I'm like, man, I'd love to get to the Rib and Wing Fest.
That was really fun. And they had, just so many good options. And what I like is you can get a little taste because I want to try many things. I don't want to try just one. So that's really nice to be able to do that for sure. Well, what else is on the calendar for that summer, sort of, beautiful time of year when people want to get outside, but maybe, don't want to do the music or the food?
Well, I'll tell you, one of the ones that's really got a lot of interest in the past couple of years, like from people outside of the area, is the Kecksburg UFO Festival. Now, I haven't
Yes,
gotten a
it
chance
has.
to go to this one yet. Have you ever been to it?
When I was a reporter at Channel 4, we did a lot of previews about the UFO festival. It was starting to be a big deal, and so a lot of people were calling attention to it. And what I really liked about the Kecksburg festival is that there's so much sort of mystery and history surrounding it. You know, like what was Kecksburg? What happened there?
And again, I haven't actually gotten to it, but I know I looked through all of our photos and videos and stuff from last year, and to me, it looks like it doesn't take itself too seriously. I mean, there is a lot of mystery around it, but they have a lot of fun with it too. You know, people come in with like blow up aliens with them, and you know, everybody just has a good time. And so that looks like it'd be a really interesting one. It is July 19th to the 21st this year, and that celebrates the UFO incident. If listeners don't know, on December 9th, 1965, there was some kind of unidentified flying object spotted in Kecksburg. So they have kind of a monument to it now, and they just have a lot of fun with it.
I love it. It sounds so fun. It's great. Now, out in your neck of the woods in Somerset, you have an Uptown Chock the Block. What's that?
So this one is really cool. So the folks at Somerset Inc. put this on, and what it is it's an outdoor art festival where the art is literally in the street. They bring in artists from all over the country, professional artists, chalk artists, and what they do is they make these incredible 3D, I guess you'd call them drawings on the street. And so, you know, they're just, I can't describe it nearly as well. You have to see it to get the perspective of how good these artists are, that you look at it and you say, wow, that looks like there's a giant hole in the middle of the street, or it looks like there's a T-Rex coming out of it, or, you know, it's just, they do such an amazing job with it. And this has really turned into a big event for Somerset. And that is July 26th through the 28th this year.
Fantastic. That's great. Boy, you know, the beginning of the end of summer is always the air show, isn't it?
Yes, and this is another one that is hugely popular at the Arnold Palmer Regional Airport. That is August 17th and 18th, the Shop and Save Westmoreland Air Show. Always one that people look forward to, but you're right, by the time we get there, we're going to be like, okay, it's going back to school soon.
And they've changed that date. They've changed the timing on that a little bit, but I think they've gotten out ahead of it now. And that August 17th, 18th window should be beautiful. And they, you know, just a lot of talent and a ton of people come in from all over the country to see this air show.
Well, and that's one of the fun things about the Lower Highlands. I know, you know, Western Pennsylvania as a whole has lost some population over the years, but those people love to come back and see their hometown, their home areas. And these kind of festivals give them that opportunity, that it's a great chance to come back and reconnect with family and friends and the place where you grew up, and you know, just really embrace that nostalgia.
It's great. And then the official end of summer is always the Great American Banana Split celebration, right? It's the
Yeah, I mean,
official end.
talk about embracing nostalgia. I mean, we're celebrating David Strickler, the soda jerk in Latrobe, who invented the banana split in 1904. And what kind of better summer festival than a banana split, right? You know, you got a hopefully nice warm days there on August 24th and 25th in Latrobe, and you get a nice banana split and just enjoy the day. Just such a fun time.
I've been to that almost every year with my kids. They really enjoy that one and they really like to shop. There are just streets filled with vendors, every kind of food and drink you can imagine. They really put on a fantastic event.
I mean, you look at our calendar and like, man, there's so many Latrobe events. It's just such a great place to be in the summer. And we haven't even talked about the Steelers training camp, which obviously is just a rite of passage in this region for summer. And those the Steelers training camp, they haven't released official dates yet, but it's usually the last week of July to mid-August. So that's something that people plan their calendars around. And again, a lot of people come back for that and come back to see family and kind of coincide with the Steeler training camp. And that's always an exciting time for us, but it's especially so for us now because we were just named a preferred vacation destination partner of the Pittsburgh Steelers. So we're doing a lot of work with Steelers. We'll be at training camp. We were there last year. We had a photo booth set up, some giveaways, some fun things. So look for a lot more of the Laurel Highlands kind of working with the Steelers, doing some different things. And right now, so we sponsored the schedule release. They just released the schedule a couple of weeks ago for the Steelers. And through June 7th, you can still sign up online to win 4 game tickets to the Monday Night Football game against the Giants on October 28th. That also comes with 4 pregame field passes and a 2-night stay at a Laurel Highlands resort. So if you're a football fan or just, looking to get a chance to do some cool things that you might not otherwise have the opportunity to do, go sign up for the sweepstakes and take your chance and see if maybe you can get there.
Where do you go to sign up?
I don't have an easy link for you, but I would just search that the Steelers re schedule release sweepstakes. If
Okay,
you
got it.
search for that, you'll find it and you can sign up there.
That sounds great. So you get the tickets, the field passes, the 2-night stay. That's quite a way to end the summer, isn't it?
Yeah, that would be a great way to do it. And a Monday night football game, no less. So great opportunity there to go and just, no cost to enter, free sweepstakes. So good luck to everybody who enters.
Eric Knopsnyder is the Director of Public Relations and Community Outreach at Go Laurel Highlands. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk a little bit about farmers markets this summer. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Classic Hits 107.1. Listen live at WHJBFM.com.
Welcome back to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. And I am here, journalist to journalist today. Former journalist, Eric Knopsnyder is the Director of Public Relations and Community Outreach for Go Laurel Highlands. So, Eric, before you have this fabulous job, you had several other fabulous jobs, right, in media.
I did. I did. I was a journalist for most of my professional career. I started out at the Daily American in Somerset, so right here in the Laurel Highlands, and then moved not too far away to the Tribune Democrat in Johnstown, which is where I spent most of my career. Served in a variety of roles there, from sports editor to editor of the entire newsroom, and then I decided to quit and moved to Hawaii for a little bit.
You did? I didn't know
Yes.
that.
Yes, yes.
Really?
I became a sports writer in Kailua Kona, which is home to the Ironman Triathlon. Just an amazing place, and enjoyed my time there. But unfortunately, it didn't quite work out with the sale of my house, and ended up moving back to Johnstown and going back to the Tribune Democrat for a few years. But I got a nice little extended vacation on the Big Island of Hawaii.
Wow, that's everyone's dream that they pick up and move to Hawaii, and you actually did it.
You know what? There's a really interesting story though to this. Aside from that, the sidebar is that I was flying into Kona when I was moving there, and I started talking to the person sitting next to me on the plane, and I was so excited. Told her, "Hey, I'm moving. Can't wait." And she looked at me in all seriousness, and she said, "Why in the world would you want to move here?" She said, "I grew up here, and I couldn't wait to get off of this rock."
No way.
And you know what? That was a life-defining moment for me, because growing up in the Laurel Highlands, I was like, "Oh, I can't wait to get out. I want to go someplace bigger. I want to do so many different things." And at that moment, I realized, you know what? So many of us don't appreciate the area where we grew up. And we kind of think everything is like this and we want to experience something new. But a lot of times when you get out and you experience something new, you realize how good you had it where you were. And so that was really, for me, kind of the defining moment of, hey, the Laurel Highlands is really a pretty special place. And I need to kind of reevaluate how I've looked at it for a long time.
Well, it's all in perspective. I mean, maybe if you grew up there and it is fairly isolated, compared to us where The Laurel Highlands, isn't it within 5 hours of basically everything, right?
Yes, it is. It is. And it's so easy to get anywhere. And that's just one of the things, we're able to draw from a number of big cities that are within a day's drive with us. I think 23% of the US population is within a day's drive.
Yeah, and so you can understand that coming from Kona and realizing that you have to get on a plane or a boat to get wherever you want to go. And wherever you want to go is probably 13 hours away. So, there's
Exactly.
some, I mean, the lady had some credibility there, but I think it's great that you went away and experienced it. And now you're able to come back and tell people about some of your favorite things. So your job, why don't you tell people about what you do for Go Laurel Highlands?
So my job is to help promote the Laurel Highlands, and a lot of it is working with journalists. Given my background, it's a perfect fit for me. We bring a lot of journalists in and show them the Laurel Highlands and help them tell our story, whether that's through newspapers, magazines, websites, videos, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, whatever their format may be, we bring them here, show them all the amazing things that we have to see and do, and let them tell that story to their audiences.
Oh, that's a fun job now. I mean, that has to be a little bit better than covering the Iron Man. I'm just saying, I
I mean,
think.
I'm a sports guy, so I love the sports stuff. But yeah, it's pretty cool. And the fun thing is I get to do a lot of the things with them. So I get to go bicycling with them on the Great Allegheny Passage and hiking with them and go to Falling Water and go to the Westmoreland Museum of American Art and just do all these cool things. So I kind of get to do on a lot of days, I get to do what people do while they're on vacation. So yeah, it's a pretty awesome job.
Yeah, I'm gonna say so. I don't think anyone's gonna feel bad for you, for sure. I think this sounds like a great job. And when you're working with these journalists coming in from across the country, you probably just want to bombard them with all of the wonderful things to do. One of the great benefits I think of Go Laurel Highlands is really the not only the sort of conglomeration of events that you put together, but also the categorization, so you can search by date, you can search by event, you can search by music, you can search by wine. And I think there's a lot of value to having those different options to finding what you want to do. So I think the organization has really done well. So how was it put together? What's the history of Go Laurel Highlands?
So we date back to 1958. Most of the time, we were known as the Laurel Highlands Visitors Bureau. And so there's a long history there. And we're one of the few regions like ours in the state. About a dozen, I believe, regions in the state as far as tourism goes. And we kind of stayed out rather than be part of like the Pittsburgh region. We've got our own brand and it's really well known. So that's important to us to keep that Laurel Highlands brand and make sure people understand what we are. And which to explain that for the tourism perspective, the Laurel Highlands consists of Fayette, Somerset, and Westmoreland counties.
Yes. So those areas, I do. I agree. I think the branding really helps. So do people join Go Laurel Highlands? How do they get their events in front of you? How do
Yes,
they
if you want
connect
to
with you?
become a partner, you want to get on our events calendar, you can reach out to our Director of Partnership Development, Kelly Brisman, and talk to her. It's a low cost thing for the year, and there are so many benefits to it. Between what you get on the website and then the destination guide, and just us talking about what's going on maybe at your places. And then the other thing is it's just a network that works really well together. A lot of times you can find somebody to work with within our organization that you say, hey, your group does something that's similar, might work well with what we're doing. Let's work together on a project. So we love to see that kind of synergy of people coming together to work together.
And then when you find good stories, good nuggets out of it, that really helps you produce content.
Yeah, absolutely. And as a former journalist, that's what I'm always looking for is what's the story angle? What's new? What's exciting? And one of the things that we didn't get a chance to talk about yet, but I wanted to bring up, new this year are the elephant encounters in Somerset County. So each
What?
Saturday,
What?
yes. So People in the know in Somerset County refer to it as the elephant farm, but it's actually an offshoot of the Pittsburgh Zoo and Aquarium, and it's called the International Conservation Center. And it's always been really hard to get to see anything there. It's been closed off to the public, and like once a year they'd allow a tour or something. But now every Saturday through September, they're hosting wagon tours. So you can get out there, you can ride along, you can see the elephants and some cases, you know, up fairly close. I got to do it last year and it was so cool.
That sounds great. So that's Elephant Encounters in Somerset County. So that's in partnership with the Conservation Center.
Yes. It's the International Conservation Center. Again, you can find the information on golaurelhighlands.com. But this is a really popular thing. I know before when they did it, it would sell out in minutes, like whenever it was just once a year.
Sure,
so they've
sure.
kind of expanded it, opened it up. And this is, I believe this is the only one of its kind in North America. It's really distinct and completely different than you can experience anywhere else.
Fun. Awesome. Let's get to a few more events. We have about 4 minutes left. The Lincoln Highway Supper Market.
Yes. So I am a member of the Lincoln Highway Experience, the Heritage Quarter, the board there. And so this is something that I didn't know too much about before, but this is really popular. So it's at the Lincoln Highway Experience. You go there on Wednesdays in the evening, and it's $5 to park, which benefits the museum. But then there are food vendors on site and free musical entertainment. And let me tell you, this is such a popular event. I mean, so many people come out. They're waiting almost at the gate trying to get in early. Like it's such a popular event. And people just love this and come back week after week.
That's fantastic. I want to talk about some farmers markets, if you don't mind. So
sure.
Give us the rundown on where and when we can visit some farmers markets this summer.
We're spoiled again with the farmers markets that we have here. I mean, the Ligonier Country Market was ranked as the best in Pennsylvania. And if you've ever been to it, you understand why. 130 vendors spread out over a huge space. Just anything you want to find there, from food to crafts to just whatever you're looking for. So many great things there at the Ligonier Country Market. And that is Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon.
That sounds like it's going to be a pack this summer, because I've been there a million times and it's always fantastic. So,
yes.
But that's during the day, but there's a night market too, right?
Yes, Ligonier Night Market is Thursdays, 5 to 8 p.m. on the dime. It's not every Thursday, but it's June 15th, July 20th, August 17th, and September 21st. So that's a cool time to check that out. There's also a night market at the Greensburg Night Market, and these are Thursday nights, but they're different Thursday nights. So you got some variety. You can go to each of these on different nights throughout the summer. That is 5:30 to 9:30 on South Pennsylvania Avenue. And those are June 27th, July 25th, August 29th, and September 19th.
So if Saturdays and weeknights aren't good, Sundays are also a possibility. And that's at the Old Salem Farmers Market.
Yes, Greensburg. I haven't been to this one, but I've heard it's really cool. That's the Greensburg Garden and Civic Center, Sundays through October 20th. So you got that one. And then one more I want to mention, and there are some smaller ones definitely throughout different places throughout the Laurel Highlands, but the SoCo Farmers Market, and that is Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on West Main Street in Somerset.
I love it, SoCo. They've got the brand down.
They
I
do.
Love
they're
that.
Working really hard on that, and they're... I tell you what, if you haven't been to Somerset recently, go check it out. They've got a lot going on there in Uptown Somerset. They're getting some cool little stores, some boutique stores. You know, there's some Ligonier-esque feel to it, where they're getting some cool little shops there.
I love that. Okay, so give people all the lowdown on everything connecting with Go Laurel Highlands, the website, the social. Tell us everything, how they can connect.
So yeah, easiest way is golaurelhighlands.com. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on Instagram, little TikTok presence. And our social media has really been a lot of fun. We have a new social media person over the past year or so. And Maddie Weyerbach is just doing a fantastic job there. She does some fun videos. She does some informative videos. We're working with content creators, so you'll notice some really big travel influencers coming into the area, making videos showing the wonderful things to do here in the Laurel Highlands. So just a lot going on.
You are fantastic. You're a great brand representative, and you do a wonderful job telling everyone what's happening in the Laurel Highlands. Eric Knopf-Snyder, Director of Public Relations and Community Outreach for Go Laurel Highlands. Eric, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jennifer. Love talking about the Laurel Highlands.
You're listening to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. Thanks for listening.